Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
All right, we're recording now.
Oh, we're recording now, everybody. Fuck you, Tom. Fuck you, Tom. Fuck you, Tom. Fuck you, Tom.
Here we! Here we!
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Time!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my...
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa. It's the 92nd man himself, Monday Night Mike. Ooh. It's just the OGs this week, pal.
Just the OGs in person.
In person. First time ever.
That's not true.
For this iteration of the pod.
The real one.
Yeah. We've done pods in the past. Really.
Yeah. I believe some episodes of the SoundCloud era.
That's true.
We're done in person.
That's true, but this iteration of the pod, first time in the same room.
Yeah.
Trying a new recorder here. And
you know what? It's great. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah.
I love seeing you, so when you say something so fucking stupid, I won't have to see your computer glitch. The internet is fine here. It's perfect. This is going to be a perfect episode.
Kingston, shut your Wi-Fi off. Fuck.
Obviously missing UK Tom. Fuck you, UK Tom. I know you've got prior engagements. I'm happy your mom's home and visiting you. Love that for you. Still, fuck you. I don't show up to work and, you know, I get buried within the first 5 minutes of the pod. This is why I'm a fan favorite. Everyone loves me on the pod. People think you're useless. It's because you don't show up. So, well, fuck you. But in all seriousness, we miss you and we love you.
We miss you. I hope you and Mama UK... and are having a blast.
That's right. There'll be no Papa UK guessing game for the next couple of weeks.
Do you know what? The assumption is that people, you're the fan favorite, and I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with
that. It's wild to me.
Yeah. We have heard a comment that Tom is useless on the pod, but we don't agree with that at all.
I think knowledge-wise alone, he offers so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when Toyota Tom comes out,
it's
great.
It's so fucking
like
good.
If we looked at analytics on the pod from like peaks
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's episodes where Toyota Tom makes an appearance.
Makes an appearance. And I'm just here.
Producer extraordinaire.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's I'm actually a radio producer in real life, so I'm used to getting no love whatsoever.
I think you have the best voice.
Oh no.
On the pod for sure.
No.
When, I listen back and I'm like, yeah, I still haven't hit puberty at 38 years old, so
which in reality everyone hates their own voice on when it's being recorded.
I think for most, like, I do sound different cuz I'm not hearing it. I think you sound identical to what you do in real life.
That is wild because I don't. But again, like we're just saying, when I hear myself back on the potty, it's like that's a completely different person. But with you, I think the thing that helps you the most is you've got a good voice and you've got the gift of gab. You can talk about anything at any time for days. And let's be fair. Tom has an accent.
Yeah, you think that would get him points.
Yeah, it does for us.
We called him Great Britain.
For 2 years before we knew his fucking name. Yeah,
that's how we operate. So being friends with us is difficult.
Yeah.
Super difficult. But no, I think just wrestling knowledge alone, like, I think you made the comment once before that I'm the Dolph Ziggler of the podcast.
Notoriously does not watch wrestling.
It's just, listen, I love wrestling as much as the next guy. Yeah. Just, you guys got to be kidding me with Monday Night Raw. And SmackDown. It's a lot of wrestling that does a lot of nothing. Like, I can get that done in maybe 10 minutes.
You do get that done in 10 minutes.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Or if there's stuff where it's just like, obviously on Raw, where it's like AJ Punk. Like,
yeah.
We're going to bring that up later in the show. Got some notes from the desk of Monday Night Mike. Fun new feature for you listeners.
Can't wait.
The fan favorite, obviously. But I believe you've brought some stuff to the table today for the first In My House. In My House.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we got some topics. Before we get to our picks and before we get to From the Desk of Monday Night Mike, there was some news that broke over the weekend, obviously after our show was recorded last week. And it's not really surprising, but WrestleMania is going to Saudi Arabia in 2027.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 43, I believe it is.
Seemed to be welcome with, like, a wet fart of a reaction.
Yeah.
People were not thrilled.
Yeah, the dislikes on YouTube were Twitter worthy because people are taking screenshots of the amount of dislikes for that announcement. And can't argue a lot of it. Really can't. There is some that I will argue, though, Mike.
Okay, I'd like to hear it, too.
American fans that are saying, well, we don't get a WrestleMania weekend. You've had 30 fucking nine of them. Fuck off.
I'm in. If there's one, like, place I don't want to hear bitch about not getting wrestling,
yeah,
it's the United States of America.
Exactly. They get, even now, just weekly shows, they get 95% of SmackDowns, Raws, NXTs, and the pay-per-views. Sure, every now and then they venture off to the UK for a pay-per-view. We'll get a Toronto show every now and then in Canada. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Other than that, you get all of them. So the fact that the American fans are bitching and complaining because they don't get their WrestleMania weekend, tough shit.
Yeah, I at some point I'd assume that it's going to go elsewhere than Saudi. I think my big issue with the announcement coming is, like, I think we all kind of knew at some point they were going to have every major.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now with, like, Vegas getting WrestleMania again, it kind of speaks to the highest bidder will always win. And I think that's a scary precedent to set where it's just like, oh, do we need to go back to back years in a city? I don't like that myself. Like, going to Saudi was going to happen no matter what. Like, I was already planning for that to be a thing. You know, them getting the Rumble is kind of clear cut.
I agree. That's the TKO era that we're in, though. Like, even the reports of John Cena's final match, which was always assumed to be in Boston, is no longer in Boston because allegedly Washington outbid them for John Cena's final wrestling match. His final appearance will be in Madison Square Garden. He's still making an appearance in Boston as well at a Monday Night Raw before Madison Square Garden. But allegedly his final match is in Washington because Washington outbid Boston. That's the era we're in now where if Saudi Arabia outbids whoever every year, TKO is probably taking that money.
Which they probably could outbid everyone every year.
Absolutely, they could. They've got nothing but money.
So, for the John Cena thing, like, sure, it'd be great. Hometown end.
Yeah.
This is wrestling, man. Like, you go where the money is, and it's always been a money-making business that way. It's an entertainment business.
Yeah.
So I don't think that one's the big one. I think having the president sent by Vegas, getting it 2 years in a row, where we know there was talks for other cities to be like,
well,
we're going to have it.
They announced, The Rock announced it in New Orleans earlier this year. We're coming back. WrestleMania 43 is in New Orleans, or 42 is in New Orleans. And the place went nuts. And then months later, they took that back and put it in Vegas. And they told New Orleans, you're going to get a Money in the Bank, and you're going to get a future WrestleMania, and you're getting a UFC event. So it's TKO is just doing whatever they want with the most money. When it comes to the WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia, though, a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing for me is WrestleMania at 11 a.m. Saskatchewan time, I'm all in.
Yeah. You know what? I'm also all in on an early WrestleMania.
Yeah, love that. I hate the narrative right now that, oh, the legends better start working out. All the legends are coming back. I don't understand that because the Saudi shows, like the Crown Jewels and everything like that, they've kind of done away with the legend stuff for the last couple years.
Well, it's the reports of, like, I think obviously you saw, you're on the internet like I am, that Shawn Michaels obviously turned down to wrestle at WrestleMania in Saudi. Duh.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't want to see this version of Shawn Michaels in the ring. And if you do, like, I think now showing the other Saudi shows, you don't need the legends draw. No. It's funny. This is going to tie in from the notes from Monday Night Mike's desk.
You don't need it. And that's the big worry is that people are worried that it's just going to be this big retro festive, essentially, right? Like bringing back all the legends for one last match. They're going to pay millions and millions of dollars to The Undertaker and Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels. And I don't want to see that. That's not a WrestleMania to me. When you've got an insane main event roster right men and women, I think is one of the best it's ever been since the Attitude Era, for sure, with so many names that could give you a main event of WrestleMania. And it's just this narrative that I'm pretty sure it was Uncle Dave. Just like, they're going to be bringing back legends, this, and that. Is that his opinion, or is he hearing this from inside sources?
I mean, at this point, is he really getting any inside scoop from the WWE?
No, probably not.
I don't know. I feel that way about all these people, right? It's just clamor on the internet, it come true.
Yeah, they're guessing and hoping they're right, and then they're saying they're predicted it, or their source has told them that, right?
I mean, we do this weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not claiming to be an insider by any means, so.
Not yet, anyway.
It'd definitely not be me on the pod.
I'm just going to throw out a couple hypotheticals or potentials. Do you think it stays two nights?
Yes. I think Netflix is making sure of that.
Well, I don't know, because it's not on Netflix in America.
Yeah, but it is everywhere else in the world.
True. WrestleMania will be on ESPN.
Sure, but even then, you're still getting the draw of two
nights. Yeah, that's true.
Worthy of a subscription.
Do you think that... I'm going to start with this. Do you think that AEW and the Indies will try to run shows against WrestleMania in the States for that year?
Sure, go for it. I think it's hilarious that it's, isn't it like this upcoming weekend with WrestlePalooza?
Yeah.
AEW's running a show as well.
Yeah, they have All Out in
Toronto. I think, like, don't worry, guys, that show's going to be out for 6 hours, so you're going to be capable of ending watching WrestlePalooza and jump right back into AEW's All Out.
And that's the interesting thing, because right now WWE's counter-programming every pay-per-view that AEW's running right now. AEW's announcing first, and WWE seems to just be adding or shifting their schedule to counter them. With this situation, we know that WrestleMania is going to be in Saudi Arabia on these two dates in 2027.
Yeah.
I do think that AEW should run shows, maybe not against it in the afternoon, but at 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday night, two AEW pay-per-views.
I think, so the city surrounding WrestleMania, right? Like, it's a good point. You could still do it. What brings people to Vegas? WrestleMania. What's the added bonus? The Collective, all these other indie shows running.
Yeah.
WrestleCon, obviously, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is only there because 60,000, 70,000 people are going to WrestleMania. That doesn't, it's just like GCW the Collective is running in Vegas without WrestleMania. You'll see the turnout. You'll see the turnout.
That's the thing. So,
and it's WrestleMania. Like, AEW, run the show all you want. You're talking about WrestleMania.
But on that note, it's an afternoon show when it's in Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
You 100% can run an AEW show that is, let's just say it's in New Orleans.
Okay.
It's in New Orleans. AEW's there, and Tony Khan said, WrestleCon, come on. Collective, come on. Let's give the wrestling fans in North America that aren't traveling to Saudi Arabia, because I don't think a lot of them are going to be for WrestleMania.
I think money-wise, what you'd spend to go is going to be outrageous.
Exactly. So why not come to New Orleans or Jacksonville for a giant AEW two-night event with all the your indies that would normally be on WrestleMania weekend? And Tony could spin this so well into, this is my gift to wrestling fans in North America.
Well, he's doing that every chance he gets. Like, oh, AEW is his gift to wrestling fans, right?
Absolutely. But this is just another chance for him to finally counter-program WWE and put on fucking, let's, Kenny Omega versus Okada versus Ospreay versus Hangman. Do something crazy. To give some another dream match that maybe he hasn't done 10 times already.
I like your hypothetical. I do. I think it'd be interesting to see the smaller things go. WWE's position is clearly with the counter booking.
Yeah.
Is we're coming for the throat. You don't, like, they don't need to worry about counter programming. They're doing it because they're finally sending the message, like, we're going to close your doors. It's not a matter of, like, if, it's when we decide we're going to do it. You have to see that writing on the wall. I know, like, everyone probably sick of me being so negative on AEW, but they have all this talent and they all end up getting buried at some point and not being used. I imagine there's a lot of unhappy people there who are just collecting a paycheck to do nothing, which, good on them. Mm-hmm. But that sounds a lot like WCW did. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No,
like,
you're 100% right.
So, but WWE is also in a position, keep all this in mind for my feature that I'm bringing later, is just like, there is a lot of talent in the WWE locker room that is just not getting used. But I'd rather not get used in the WWE than not get used in AEW.
Yeah, you still got that massive label of, oh, I'm a WWE superstar.
For sure.
So, Let's say AEW does do something WrestleMania weekend in somewhere in North America while WWE's in Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
WWE, I think, could still counter AEW with NXT. I don't think you need to take NXT over there.
I think they're going to.
I think they will, but I don't think they should. Keep NXT in the States. Fuck, after WrestleMania is done, here's NXT TakeOver. Have a watch party at the NXT TakeOver arena. WrestleMania's on all the screens. Have the wrestlers out there doing whatever. And then as soon as WrestleMania is over, fucking ring the bell, hit the entrance music. Here's WrestleMania, NXT TakeOver.
I think there is some things where it's smart to keep NXT at home. Your draw on NXT, though, is, especially around that weekend, like, you're getting more out of it by taking it with you. I think, if anything, they should also run a decently sized show in Mexico for AAA.
Yeah, well, that's true.
During that week, too, and use that.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing where it's just like, hey, everyone stick around. Or it's just WrestleMania's, watch that first, right into a AAA show.
Yeah.
When everyone's in there that can watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because if you think about the WrestleMania weekend, there's the Raw and SmackDown on NXT, which is fine. But you also got the Hall of Fame ceremony as well, which is that happening in Saudi too? You're not going to get any big surprises. We're going to find this out at Royal Rumble this year. Royal Rumble in 2026 is in Saudi. And the Royal Rumble is kind of known for one or two surprises in the Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's very upset and worried about this. He's like, you're not going to be able to surprise us. We're going to know who's in Saudi when they get there. It'll be reported. Same thing.
In this day and age, is reported anyway.
Yeah.
No matter where you are. I don't think the Saudi factor is there. But I honestly don't think they're going to rely too heavily on...
I don't think so either. It'll be NXT call-ups for the Rumble.
I think it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they won't get used on the main roster.
Well, there's not really any, like, free agents out there that are like, oh, man, maybe they're going to come over.
Well, it's Jericho status.
Jericho status, maybe a Hardy Boys appearance.
I think that would be the Saudi gift. Is that's a great call, I think, the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
That music hits. It's hellacious pop no matter what.
Oh, absolutely. But it is interesting with all the options now that are being thrown around and talked about. Sam Roberts is actually talking about if NXT did a show, they should have screens that are around the ring for a watch party kind of thing. Mm. And as soon as the show's up, lift the screens up, the first match is like ready to go kind of thing, right? And just so you're countering anything else that could be happening in the wrestling world that may be trying to take advantage of WWE's WrestleMania not being in the States.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting, but I think I worry more about that whoever has the bankroll is going to get WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case. Vegas back-to-back years is already irritating. We've spoken about this on the show before. I think it's terrible. Saudi was just, it was going to happen.
This is the end. We're not in the McMahon era anymore. It's not a mom and pop business anymore. This is a full-blown corporation and money rules all. And TKO is going to take the highest bidder every time. So,
it's a money-making business. So I understand that part. But so now, if anything, like, sure, go back there at some point, but I don't want to see this be like they've got the money, so WrestleMania's now here. It's going to go back to the United States after Saudi. But I think you got to look at that Europe market next. Like, I really do. Well, like, London needs a WrestleMania.
That's kind of part of my piss off in this whole thing is I think London has earned and deserved a WrestleMania
100%
for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Vince didn't want to do it. From what I've heard on Busted Open and on Sam Roberts and anyone else, is Vince was very WrestleMania's Americana, like the Super Bowl. So it's not leaving North America. It's just not. That's why Vince didn't ever want to do it. Now that Vince is out of the way, fucking, what was it, 2 years ago at Money in the Bank in London, where John Cena said on the pay-per-view, it's time for WrestleMania to come to London.
I think it's because the global reach, right? Like, yes, the WWE Network was firing at that point. It doesn't have the grab that Netflix does. It doesn't, like, it.
Yeah.
The States has to worry about ESPN. Wah, wah, wah. Shut up. I'm so sick of just hearing, it's like, we got done dirty. I'm like, you never have. You've always been the one who's gotten everything, and the rest of the world has been kicked in the dick. So tell me how it feels finally that you now, which, great, you're getting ESPN.
Most of you fucking have ESPN anyway. If you have the channel, you automatically have the online service.
So there you go.
Plus, like, I was actually having this conversation at work the other day with a guy. So in America, you've got to get ESPN for Raw. You've got to get Peacock if you want the NXT TakeOver or pay-per-views and Saturday Night Main Event. You've got to have Fox for
SmackDown.
And CW for NXT. And then ESPN has all the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal, Mike. That's like saying, oh, well, SmackDown's on Fox, that's channel 14. ESPN's channel 4 for Raw. It's just different channels. It's just you have to open a different app instead of changing the channel on your TV.
Which the big one of, like, in the streaming era, right, was just like, these guys weren't supposed to be cable, and then you just realize how much money, like, you can make by using that model in a different way.
Yeah.
So I mean, their biggest one for, like, global was just to partner with Netflix. I think is a wildly smart idea and super lucrative for them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what. I wish Netflix was better at sharing their numbers because they don't like to really put that info out there.
Yeah.
Which I think at some point, if you're a shareholder, you're like, you probably tell people who's watching what. But I think wrestling would be doing fine still. I imagine that Canelo fight went over huge.
The Canelo fight goes over huge. I imagine wrestling goes over huge. And in my opinion, if a show does well, if they have a second season. Look at how many shows have been canceled after one season on Netflix. It's kind of what they do. It's very frustrating. And if you get a second season, that tells me that, oh, a lot of people are watching this.
There's so much factored into that, right? Like, TKO is out of pocket on their live events. Like, they got that chunk of money from Netflix, but they've always been operating on the fact that, like, we travel, we're a traveling act, and we're in this city, and we know how to do this.
Yeah.
So I don't think they really lose there. Because they're just like, you were making this anyway.
Yeah.
You were going to do this anyway. Netflix, when they're putting money into TV shows, they're just like, hey, people better watch.
Or else it's fucked. Or else
and
it's
not to say they don't have hits, because they clearly have hits.
Yeah.
Netflix, they've picked up some good stuff. But when you're spending money on creating original content, it's harder than ever
to
justify it.
And I guess one nitpick for me when it comes to Netflix is, sure, we've got a big back catalog. We've got every WWE pay-per-view. But you in the Raw vault and the SmackDown vault, there's years and months of stuff missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, have we had Netflix wrestling on Netflix for a year now? Or did that, no, that just started at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
So we're getting close. They haven't added much. I'd like to see them add.
Well, they have the avenues of like YouTube monetization as well. Like their channel is wildly subscribed to.
That WWE vault is life changing.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, why give it all to Netflix? There's revenue streams everywhere. There's ad breaks constantly. Like, sure, like we're both premium users.
Yeah.
So, like, we're avoiding that. But then they've got the money.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, well, give me the money. So, in this case, too, like, this is coming back to Saudi. WrestleMania will still be all eyes on it. I don't know. American fans, if you're listening, I don't know how many we have. Is this going to make you not watch WrestleMania? I doubt it. It's WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania, and for most Americans, at the latest, it's on at 1 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You're telling me on the biggest wrestling weekend of the year?
It's the biggest wrestling show of the year every year.
Right? You're telling me you're not just going to flip on your ESPN app and just be like, oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
You
know? At any point.
I think FOMO is too much of a big thing where people are like, but I heard rumors that Stone Cold's going to fight. You know, like, you know, or make an appearance kind of thing, right? And everyone loves that one last shot of nostalgia. So, and here's my bold prediction. What, a year and a half out from that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when we get Rock versus Roman.
Yeah, I see that buzz on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
It's a high marquee match.
Well, it's also like the most realistic one. When it comes to like a legend coming back, Rock can still work. He'll be in his mid-50s.
If what Dwayne is saying, doing all the smashing machine stuff, is that he's going to take movies more seriously.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Size-wise, way down.
Oh, yeah,
he's lean now.
Yeah.
Does he have to? No. You should have done it. It should have been done.
But if that Saudi prince is like, here's a cool 15 mil, just fight your cousin one night. We'll fly in, we'll fly out.
But I think for like, Dwayne doesn't need that 15 mil. Like, I don't know if that's the incentive that The Rock needs anymore.
Yeah.
He's the highest ticket actor in Hollywood for a long time now. I just don't think that's enough to move the needle, especially if you're trying to gun for, like, real. You have to distance yourself from wrestling at some point. Movies that he's claiming he wants to do.
True. And that's if that career path continues and follows. I'm curious, like, I wonder what it's like if TKO gets word of like creative, like, we got this great storyline, but we need The Rock, and The Rock turns it down. Like, Rock's a board member. Dwayne's a board member.
Yeah.
If he turns it down, I'm curious if like the other board members are going, that's costing us money. That's a marquee matchup in one of our companies that we know our fans will spend $40,000 for a front row ticket for. What are you doing, Dwayne? You know, there is a bit of a conflict there.
But then there's also the, I hope they're seeing the flip side of it, is just like, maybe it's not the match you want to see because of where The Rock is.
True.
You know, like, it's not that Rock.
Yeah.
Like, and people, we can like say it was great at Mania in that tag match. Sure. Of course it was, but because he didn't have to work straight.
Yes.
You know, you got the breaks. You can hide all that stuff. If you're gassed, you can take that and you're going to be okay. I don't know if, like, there was a point where I was really into, like, yeah, I think that's a great match. I just don't know if I'm there anymore.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Like, I think the more time goes by, obviously the Rumble will kind of factor into,
I think
it's still Vegas. We're just going to.
Yeah. I think the Rumble in Saudi in 2026 will show us a lot of what we could be getting at WrestleMania the following year. What I think we won't be getting at the Rumble in 2026 is Andrade.
Scotty, tell me. Andrade just doesn't work for WWE anymore.
And the quote-unquote reports are ridiculous because they're all different. It's one, it was he failed a drug test, and one was, well, we couldn't get a hold of him for a few weeks, so he got like written up essentially, and then that was his warning, and then still couldn't get a hold of him, so they fired him. There was one ridiculous report that Charlotte didn't want him there anymore, which I don't think is true at all.
I mean,
why now? Would it be an issue?
Of all things.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, Andrade is no longer with WWE. He did post on his socials just the words thank you.
I saw that too, where you're just like, okay. Like, I thought it could be an awesome work if he just did all of his time in AAA.
See, and that's, I would love that too. I actually would.
Yeah.
But the narrative on the internet, because they're always fucking right.
Oh.
Is when they
think we're right all the time.
Yeah. When they did the press conference announcing that at WrestleMania this year that they bought AAA and they had all the Mexican wrestlers and luchadors standing behind, the narrative is that Andrade looked irritated, didn't want to be there, didn't want to be a part of it. Just because he was kind of moving around, not paying attention, looked nonchalant, like, fucking get this over with.
Maybe he was high on dope.
Should have been weeded.
It sounds like the guy was recording the internet.
So, Andrade's got a weird and interesting pro wrestling in North America career. Mm-hmm. Like, he became big in Mexico, obviously. Comes to NXT, becomes NXT champion, comes up to the main roster, U.S. champion, and then not much happens. Mm-hmm. Shuts it down, calls it a day there, heads over to AEW. Typical AEW fashion. Oh, a former Fed wrestler? We're going to give him the big push. Yeah. It's been a month. We're done with that.
Yeah, we're over it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're over it. They're done. Andrade is thrown into a group, kind of pushed aside to Collision and I think Ring of Honor for a bit. He asks for his release. He's out. Right back to the Fed. Right back to Triple H. Fuck yeah. Andrade had great matches, so bring him back to the Fed. Triple H will know exactly what to do with him. He made him a champion in NXT. Brings him back with some god-awful entrance music to a crowd that's like, who the fuck is this guy?
I thought Tom liked that entrance music. I don't assume Tom liked it.
And to a crowd that was just like, who is this guy? And then it was just a slow burn again with Andrade. Sure, he had some great matches with Carmelo Hayes. Everyone does. Carmelo's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Andrade's a great talent, too.
But both could take the Cody Cutter, I bet.
Both fucking, dude. I'll put together a montage of the way these guys take Cody Cutters.
Yeah. YouTube compilation coming up. Yeah. In my house pod YouTube. Look forward to it.
Big Cody Cutter montage guy over here.
Great.
But then just kind of nothing happens. He's just having these matches, which is interesting. He kind of has some beef with the guy that can't take the Cody Cutter for save his life, Santos Escobar, and his guys. And then nothing happens. And then they just throw him into a tag team with, I'm going to call a Hunter on this.
Oh.
A little bit.
Okay.
Just because they're Mexican, they don't have to be in the same group. They don't have to be in a tag team. You don't have to just put them together because they come from the same country. And it's the LWO.
I mean, that seems like the Vince way.
Yeah, I know.
Like that.
That's Vince booking 101.
I mean, that sounds like the WWE way.
But, you know, things cool off with Andrade and the Santos boys. And then they just put him into a tag team with Rey Fénix. And yeah. People are loving this. And I'm going, this is fucking terrible. Why? This is another made-up tag team just to waste time until we can get Rey Fénix back with Penta. And we got the Lucha Brothers again.
Which maybe that'll help save tag team wrestling.
It might. It probably will. We're going to get some really cool tag team matches. But then Andrade's left with his dick in his hand again. And
I mean, now more than ever.
Yeah. So if Andrade just did say, fuck it, I'm not answering my phone. There's no creative here. I'm wasting my career again in the WWE. I might as well just fuck off.
Is that diva aspect and almost kind of know the man, but like you're jumping around
a lot.
Like I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up back in AEW.
I wouldn't either.
Take the money. Like I'm all for you getting paid. I'm all for anyone getting what they deserve. But I think when you step into the creative room in WWE, they literally probably put a poster across the wall. They're like, this is how many talents we have and what are we doing? Yeah. I think Hunter shined in NXT is because of the size of the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a whole different story when it comes to the main roster and you're like, man, we have a lot of people. We have a lot of talent here and a lot of them are sitting on the bench because what do we do? Not everybody can be on TV.
Which is something we kill AEW for.
Oh, for sure. I think I've been pretty on the Fed.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to save a lot of this. A lot of good points have come out because the desk of Monday Night Mike has
got a lot of flooded. Notes.
Yeah, a lot of notes. A lot of pro wrestling notes. But for Andrade, I don't know. I think they should have leaned into the AAA. Like, could have been champion.
Do you think there's a chance that he's just like, no, I just don't want to be that guy. I want to be a WWE superstar.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to main event pay-per-views.
It's a hell of a point.
I don't want to go back to being just the AAA guy or the CMLL guy or whatever companies he's worked for, because I think he's done that. I think he's been champions there before.
But I think it's a different climate now that WWE is involved. Like, your push would be more. Would it? You know, and now that I said that out loud, I doubt it.
For the one pay-per-view every couple
of
weeks.
Like, who's benefiting the most from the AAA Championship? The WWE.
Dominic Mysterio. You know?
Sure, but, like, the WWE. Yeah. Like, he's going to show up more there than he is on AAA.
And they don't really do house shows a lot anymore, so it's not like you can kind of, if you're a mid-carder, you're like, well, I'm having fun with the boys on the house shows. Like, and that's where I'm getting enjoyment out of my work.
But you're not doing a lot of those.
Right? Like, It's a
weird question. Why matches are so bad when guys come back? Because you're just like, oh, you don't work anymore.
Yeah, right. We'll get into that when we come to talk to AJ Lee later on. But I from what I've read and what I've seen online, it doesn't seem like he's burned a bridge on either side. Maybe if the report is true that he's just not answering his phone, you probably burned a bit of a bridge.
Maybe he lost his phone.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, we can't give the guy any credit. Like, maybe he's lost his phone. It's tough times out there.
Hey.
You see the price of the iPhones? It's crazy. Guy's on TV every week, so.
We could take it a step further. Maybe he lost his smile.
God damn it. Did he ever have one?
Maybe under the mask that he wore for 5 seconds when he was making his entrance to his shitty music.
It was music that pushed him over the edge. Yeah. You gotta change it. Or I'm not picking up my phone and I'm doing drugs.
They probably play the we could do this music that you got that you don't like, or we've got this. LWO. And he just goes, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
Because creatively, like, I don't think Andrade's in a spot where he gets to be a part of his own creative.
No, definitely not. Sure, he could end up back in AEW. Is he going to do anything? Probably not. So he'll join Don Callis' family. That seems to be the thing. If you're a heel and you're coming into AEW, you're joining Don Callis' family, and you're going to walk around a lot behind Don Callis while he gets booed and no one knows who the fuck you are. That's the way it's going to be.
Wrestling's so cool.
It is.
Yeah, wrestling's
cool. Maybe Andrade can rejuvenate New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe he can go over there and light it up and give that.
Oh, yeah? Be the next Kenny Omega?
He's the next best bout machine.
Yeah. No.
With Tito Santana in his corner.
Yeah.
He's the best bout machine.
Tito Santana's going to save New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I'm on board for that.
It just a weird report to come out on Friday. You're like, what the fuck is
going on? Will you go on Ariel's show yet?
Hey?
I see that being the joke. Yeah. It's like, well, I can't wait for Ariel's episode with Andrade.
Yeah. Well, Ricochet was on this week, so you never know.
I think like Ariel will either help or make your career worse. It's not right, carrying Cross.
Either way, I'm going to listen to your hour-long interview. Ariel's, I enjoy Ariel.
I'll wait for the dumbass clips that get posted to Twitter or TikTok.
We got some WrestlePalooza picks coming up.
That's right. We're letting UK Tom pick. I think if you're not on the episode, you don't get to pick is my stance. But, you know, we got to give him something.
We might have to take that to a show meeting one of these days.
Yeah, half points, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer no points, especially coming to Tom, because I get just destroyed when I don't show up to the pod. So, I don't know. Maybe the listeners can let us know.
Yeah.
If UK Tom's points.
That's true.
Count. Of course we're going to count them. He's mostly wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing well in the picks this year. Hold up. Yeah, maybe at the end of the year we'll have to have a show meeting to figure out how to do it next year. Mm-hmm. We didn't set the precedent this year, so I don't want to change rules halfway through the year.
We're doing that every time we pick something. If Sami Zayn's involved, we make you yeah, pick Sami Zayn. So, I mean, at
it's
this
worked
point,
out for me.
It really has. It's benefited you yeah. greatly.
Big Sami went in Saudi a couple months ago over Karrion Kross.
Yeah, just, oh, God.
But before we get to our WrestlePalooza picks.
Yeah.
Being the producer extraordinaire that I am, of course I knew that we have a new segment on the show coming up for good old Monday Night Mike. I'll let you take the floor.
Scott, we talked about earlier in the episode, people remember it was probably a half hour ago. We were talking about WrestleMania in Saudi.
Yep.
And how people are thinking, like, here come the legends. Scott is coming directly from the desk of Monday Night Mike. Is nostalgia ruining modern WWE? I'm going to tell you, here's some points to it. I know everyone was excited about AJ Lee, so was I. That music came real good. That's 20-minute segments now to build this storyline that we already know. That's a lot of time for talent in the back who could be working.
Yep.
A lot of great women's talent on that card who could be working.
Mm-hmm.
I worry that WWE now sees their money guns as these kind of comebacks. I think they're going to do it with Jericho. I firmly believe Chris Jericho is going to come back to the WWE, and they're going to put him immediately in a program that it has lots of eyes on it and lots of TV time, and I'm going to just hate it as much. Because I look and I'm like, man, if you are a Karrion Kross, by the way, Karrion Kross, not a top guy. I'm surprised I remember his name.
But, I slipped him a note.
Yeah,
it's this guy's name.
But that's a guy who could be working more. Hell, even to your Sami Zayn.
Yes.
More. Kevin Owens has got to come back at some point too.
Yeah.
Like, there is names back there, and it's not, those are top guys.
Those are, yeah.
But there's plenty of people back there working. There's a lot of women back there who are just like, man, I guess I'm not going on TV because there's no way we're going to top this because they won't even give us a chance to.
So, specifically when it comes to AJ, I don't think I can give that answer until I see the match.
Sure.
So next week I can follow up on that. But if they're not doing a 20-minute talk segment with CM Punk and AJ and Seth and Becky, they're most likely doing a 20-minute talk segment with somebody else. That's just how wrestling shows work. There's talk segments and there's wrestling. It's just how shows...
But why not have it be someone, a younger talent, getting in another feud?
Well, I'm going to be a bit of a dick here.
Yeah, of course.
And we've all heard... I believe Vince say stuff like this before. Get yourself over. If you're not over, I'm not giving time to you.
Okay. How do you do it if you don't get to go on TV?
I know. And Zack Ryder is a perfect example. He got himself over, and that worked against him. Christian got himself over, and that worked against him because it wasn't a handpicked Vince guy. This is a different era. So I do agree with you that there's plenty of people in the back. Look, JD McDonagh could be a huge star right now. But he's in a group. He's got a lot of backstage time. He's on TV every week. He's got a lot of backstage time. I don't think nostalgia is ruining modern wrestling because returns are just part of wrestling.
Like, listen, I get it. I get that. People get injured. They come back. Sure. I think now more than ever, it's funny because I think we talked about it when AJ first came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been harping on it ever since Evolution happened because where the fuck is women's
yeah.
wrestling after Evolution?
That's true, yeah.
And it's just, now there's even less.
Yeah.
Because this is taking more precedent. Which, sure, it's a huge thing to put on a card. But it's solely huge because it's just like, well, she was gone for 10 years. CM Punk's back. It's huge. Like,
did we kill AEW when they first started and every pay-per-view there was a massive debut or massive return?
I think... They realized themselves that it's like, this is what gets eyes on our product.
Yeah.
Because it isn't our talent. Which is weird because there was a little match, Scott. I'm sure you hate it. Yeah. It was Will Ospreay versus Ricochet.
The flippy shit?
That's right. The very same. In a time where wrestling was where it was, this got a whole subsect of the internet looking at wrestling in a different way,
mm-hmm.
which really helped New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Absolutely, it did. It
really got eyes everywhere. If anything, propelled the idea that AEW could be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
A true alternative to what was happening. So now we're post that. AEW's a thing.
Yeah.
And now people are just like, I'm excited to see that kind of match, but it doesn't mean anything because their audience is even going, it's like, well, it's just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Well, WWE is so story heavy and it comes time to deliver in the ring and you're like, ooh, they did what every Fed match does. So it's it's not super exciting.
Yeah.
You're getting trapped again where you're just like, maybe the better question is not so much nostalgia. Is it just, or is wrestling complacent in its old ways? Because it feels like it really is.
I could see why you would say that and why other people would say that. I just think this is the height of WWE now and the low point of AEW. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to go back to WWE or make their career in WWE because they're firing on all cylinders. 5 years ago in 2019 when AEW debuted and it was fucking awesome that they were selling out arenas of 10,000, 12,000 people when the WWE really wasn't at the time. They were close. They were doing well. But AEW is the place to be where you can go have a little bit of creative freedom and you're having matches 20, 30 minutes long on TV. And, yeah, I can make this awesome return at one of their pay-per-views. Sure, that's the height for them. They're in a lull right now. WWE's in a high right now. I just think debuts and returns just come with it. That's just wrestling. So I don't know if it hurts it or not. It right now it's hurting AEW, but it's helping WWE.
Yeah, like, I look at AJ Lee. Like, I think a Liv Morgan coming back from injury should be a bigger deal. I think Liv Morgan's, like, you have to look at the future of your company. Look at the years that will be on an AJ Lee.
Yeah.
As opposed to the young talent you have. Like, you look at the future of both companies, I don't think it looks bright for how they're planning. But granted, maybe like WWE's whole status has been like, work till you're 50.
But and that's the thing. Know? Right now, the WWE, a lot of the top guys and girls are in their late 30s and in their 40s to 50s.
Which kind of like helps my point of like, a little bit, where is your company going? Like, you started a developmental brand and like a handful of people really became stars from it. Like, proper superstars.
True. So do you think at like 35, the WWE should just, because they used to do this, just, you're Macho Man, you're 35, I'm moving you out because I'm bringing in the Texas Tornado Kerry Von Erich. Yeah, but then the Macho Man went on to have a huge career in WCW where he was a main eventer pretty much the entire time, or a main event level guy.
But I think we've shifted in that way of doing business. Like, I think Eric Bischoff is very smart in being like, I'll take all the biggest stars of all time to build a business.
I
don't see AEW finally going when it's time for, like, not everyone's going to be Sting.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
I think you're more set up financially than you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're working and now, I think you're a lot smarter with your money. I think those days of, like, partying and drinking your face off, that's long gone.
Yeah.
You're smarter with your money. There's too many opportunities for outside endorsements and deals to be fucking around like that.
True.
But my worry too is just like, especially coming up to Saudi, like, people are just like, the legends are coming. And I'm like, you don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. I promise you. You don't want to see those talents go anymore. It is not what you remember. It never is. They themselves have proven it with their shows. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
You don't want to see The Undertaker again.
I don't. I truly don't want to see him wrestle
ever
again.
We love The Undertaker here on this podcast.
Love him.
I don't want to see him wrestle ever again.
No.
And he knows. I ain't wrestling ever again.
Yeah. I don't want to see Stone Cold wrestle again.
Nope.
I don't want to see Shawn Michaels wrestle again. Mm-mm. I don't want to see Triple H. I don't want to see Batista. I don't want to see, even to a certain extent, I don't want to see The Rock wrestle again.
Now we're cooking. So, it's great. I think an AJ Lee, we'll see with the match. You're right. Like, maybe it's too soon to tell. But I mean, like, Nikki Bella's a wrestler.
And I see, and I'm okay with Nikki Bella.
Why?
And, well,
why?
I will say this. It's a blanket statement. I'm okay with it because she's a wrestler and she's not 50-some years old.
and had a full career.
So age is a thing for you.
Yeah.
Like there's a level to people coming back that you'll accept.
Yeah, there's certain people where I don't want to see them because they're 60 years old. But AJ Lee and Nikki Bella are early 40s, maybe in just hitting 40.
I think AJ Lee is my age.
Yeah.
AJ Lee's 38.
So, fucking AJ Styles is almost 50 and he's still going. And he's still putting on amazing matches. And I feel like AJ Lee was a very, very good, if not great, professional wrestler when but she left
in a crop of people who sucked at wrestling.
True.
It's easy to be a shining star when everyone else is bad.
But it's also easy to recognize, like, oh, she's an actual wrestler, not someone that is from a model search and has no idea or have any athletic ability.
Yeah. A good transitional time,
like,
for
Natalya was one of those, and we all knew Natalya was an actual wrestler when she was in the Divas era.
With the name you had come with it.
With the name, but same thing with Paige. When Paige was wrestling, we knew she was like a wrestler, not a diva wrestler.
See, and I still feel like not until like the Four Horsewomen kind of era, right?
Yeah.
Like when things were, I was just like, oh, women's wrestling is here.
But like,
because I even think Paige was in like a weird in between.
It was Paige and Emma in NXT that caught people being like, oh, women's wrestling's cool. But even before that was happening, it was the Knockouts division in TNA that was like having legit lights out match of the night, match of the year contenders on a monthly basis.
And nobody watched that.
Not a lot of people watched
it. Isn't
it
sad, but nobody watched
it. But then you've got Paige and Emma happening in NXT that got people watching, oh, women's wrestling in WWE is a real thing, but you got to watch NXT on the network. We're getting really into the weeds here, pal.
Oh, for sure.
I personally don't think that bringing back AJ Lee and the rumors that the WWE has more returns lined up.
Well, let's get real. Wrestlers. Bill Goldberg wrestled this year.
He sure did.
So, fuck you.
I was fine with Goldberg coming back.
Yeah, some awful takes some days.
No, that's a fine take.
I love that we're in person and just. And then, you know what, though? But then you're over Bill Goldberg because of his comments. Then you can jump on board of hating Bill Goldberg. Fuck you.
Because I'm the only one that supported him pretty much outside of him and his doofus son. And then he wasn't grateful after.
No, see.
He wasn't grateful, so now I have a gripe with him.
Oh, I kind of wish UK Tom was here because he's with me when this happened. Fuck Bill Goldberg. Shouldn't have happened. He didn't need a glorious send-off. You were never a WWE guy. Fuck you. You were owed nothing.
I will give you that. He did not need a glorious send-off.
No.
He wanted one, and allegedly, according to him, Vince promised him one.
Well, guess what? Vince was no longer in charge.
Why? What happened to Vince?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been seeing the news, but woof.
Being a former paralegal yourself, you don't want to get into
Mr. McMahon on Netflix now. Yeah, definitely don't want to get in the weeds on that one. But I do think they rely on that. Like, something has to be happening where they think, like, this is what's going to spark the interest and do it. I think Seth Rollins and CM Punk had a fine program without AJ Lee and Becky Lynch. I think that'll be looked at as one of the better long-running WWE storylines outside of the bloodline in this Triple H era.
See, I do agree with you. I think this is a chapter to slow it down to eventually get to Punk versus Seth, I think, at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Punk winning the Rumble, then they have to stretch it to WrestleMania. That's the way to do it. But if you don't add this new chapter, this new wrinkle with the women being involved, then you're just delaying it for the sake of delaying it, and it doesn't make any sense. So you throw this wrinkle in, it extends the story, but doesn't give you that one-on-one match that we're dying to see with Punk taking on Seth to finally get that championship and not lose it to a Money in the Bank cash in 10 seconds later. It just extends it. So I
thought this story was wrapped up. Again, this is like classic WWE. Yeah. Like, was done at that first Netflix Raw.
Yeah.
Where they're like, this is it. This is the payoff.
Yeah. I also think
wrong.
I think that first Netflix on Raw is the last time that Rhea Ripley actually wrestled. She doesn't wrestle on TV, dude.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not.
I won't be throwing shade towards Rhea Ripley.
This is a creative. This is a creative.
I mean, Rhea gets. This is where you want to die.
Rhea's on television every week in a quick backstage segment with Io Sky, and her pop is monster every fucking time. Mm-hmm. People are clamoring to see her. Get her out there.
Get her out there with one of those talents that doesn't get TV time, right? Because AJ Lee is back. So that's fucking.
But you know what? Point proven. Yeah, do that.
I'm good with that. But AJ's established. Sure, she's getting
so
the rub
is
of
Rhea Ripley.
But
as someone who's going to be the future of your company.
I'm just saying, Ivy Nile's not really established, so she's not getting a ton of shots
could
right
be
now.
If you're rubbing elbows with the right person.
I think so.
I think that's what Mick Starr is. It's like, oh, you see he's feuding with Rhea Ripley? They learn your name that way.
Yeah, that's true. Your point is valid. Yeah. It's a valid argument.
UK Tom would just be furious. More in the Rumble. More legends in the Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's all about the first time evers and nostalgia coming back. You know me. I love to stay rad, so I love nostalgia. Yeah. So
you make it look effortless.
Yeah.
Leon Croce, everybody. Speaking of live wrestling events, Scott, there's a big one this weekend. There's two of them, actually, if you're an AEW fan.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
If you're dropping your $60 down on Amazon Prime for AEW,
if you can
out,
find it.
If you can find
UK Tom really struggled.
It's so not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, he... What's a blue sky?
I will say this out loud, and I do it every time we talk about AEW pay-per-views being on Prime. AEW pay-per-views being on Prime shouldn't be more expensive to buy than actually on my cable provider.
I mean, let's... Bezos, baby.
I know, right?
Get that money. Also, if we're just arguing about Amazon Prime, why do you pay for Prime and still get ads in your movies just to like up that price too, to be like, you want these ad free? I'm like, damn it.
I know.
But great. I mean, Netflix figured it out too. They're like, you want poor person Netflix? Yeah. They're like, not really.
Yeah.
I don't want ads.
Well, how else is Bezos going to get to the fucking
moon? Like, I mean,
moon?
I guilted my girlfriend into getting regular Netflix. She's like, it's not that bad. I'm like, it's that bad.
It's awful.
I'm like, 10 seconds of it is that bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't stand for it. Now that I have YouTube Premium, I can never go back.
I can never go back. I know. I've been canceling subscriptions on Prime because I all subscribe to I got Paramount Plus, but I was like, oh, I'll get a movie one. And my mom wants this one. I've been cutting left and right
because
I refuse to cancel my YouTube Premium.
That's it. You're just like, no, there's priorities. Netflix now. 100%.
Yeah,
I think people are crazy if they don't have Netflix.
Yeah,
I think that's the one you should have.
I don't think I know anybody that doesn't have Netflix.
Yeah, I think I'm in that camp now too.
Yeah,
I mean, I pulled the plug on Disney, crushed my family, crushed them.
Wow,
but
that's
I said I'm like, I don't want to have to use my workaround of sharing a Netflix password. Be like, I have to watch it on a tablet or a mobile device for it to be able to be shared. No. If I'm at home, I want that on my television.
Yep. And that's fair.
That's what I want.
That's fair.
So tough break. But man, I mean, that's the one you should have.
You can't watch New Girl now.
And also, AEW, take note. Like, you made this partnership. Like, why aren't you just a part of like HBO Max and Crave proper?
It bugs me because we get Max through Crave.
That's right. That's right.
And there's nothing related to AEW on there unless it's Dark Side of the Ring. All of our AEW content is on TSN, and you've got to pay extra for that, I believe. And then it's on Prime where you can watch the pre-show and the post-game scrums just for every pay-per-view now on Prime, but you've got to pay the $60 for the pay-per-view, which is like, why? I'm already paying like $20 for Prime as it is. Why am I not getting this at a discounted price? I should be getting $20 off of the AEW pay-per-view because I'm already paying a subscription fee.
No.
That's not how
fuck
I do
you,
it.
That's why.
Exactly.
Capitalism, baby.
It's almost like listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Ad free.
Thanks for listening.
Fuck you.
That's how it works. So,
but if you're not spending $60 and you already have a Netflix subscription, that's right. WWE's WrestlePalooza is going to be this weekend as well. We've talked about it a bunch of times. This is a really good podcast, by the way, everyone listening. You should be real thrilled. It's like a megasode.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited.
Usually we're airtight, so some people out there be like, these guys are talking way too fucking long. You think that's the case?
Look,
fuck you if that's the case.
Yeah, we're Roman Reigns free now. There's no restrictions on this episode.
That's right, and it's ad-free.
It's ad-free.
It's ad-free.
For now.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you. Anyway.
WrestlePalooza.
WrestlePalooza.
One of my favorite wrestling pay-per-view names.
People, just a god-awful wrestling
people
pay-per-view
hate this
name.
I think it's
awful.
Fun. I think it's fun.
It makes it wrestling look like a joke. That being said, the WWE's track record of pay-per-view names, pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I know it's not as bad as
TNA's pay-per-view names where they're just Steven Seagal movies. Hard to kill. Man, you know, sudden death.
I mean, WWE had that way. It's like, no way out. You're like, yeah. You're like, sweet. You're like, I hear there's no way out.
I like WrestlePalooza name. I like the festival
It makes
name.
It feel like it should be a bigger event.
I do agree with you there.
Like,
there
should be like WrestlePalooza. Yeah,
there should be a weekend of WrestlePalooza action happenings. You got a good point there.
Yeah, but no, this will be very much so a forgettable pay per view. No, I'm kidding. There's Let's start off with you've got UK Tom's picks there.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to make sure we.
I do. I'm gonna have to switch between apps, between my texting app with Tom's picks.
Okay.
And then go back to my notes.
I probably
app.
Could have grabbed my phone, but nope.
No, that's okay. You're
here. We go. We're gonna start with the Usos. That's right, the Usos gang. A great tag team, the Usos, together, as they should be, forever, versus Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker, the Bronze.
The Bronze.
The Bronze, Bron Bron.
UK Tom has the Bron Bronze
winning.
I
think that's a pretty good pick.
Now,
they really do need the win. Because if they don't, both of these guys are fucking useless.
So, my heart was saying, you can't have the Usos finally be a tag team again and then lose.
You can.
But I do agree.
Yeah.
The Bronze need the big win.
They do.
And the storyline that's being played out right now on Monday Night Raw between Jimmy Jay and LA Knight, also known as Los Angeles Knight.
Yeah, Los Angeles Knight. That's right.
Is very interesting. Jay Uso is kind of becoming his own version of Roman Reigns. Which is, for me, super intriguing. I'm so locked into this story right now because he's even, like, talking down to his brother. He even said, you're not allowed to tag with LA Knight on Raw. And Jimmy's like, why, you can't be talking to me like that? Was that a good impression?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yep.
And he even said, man, you're starting to sound a lot like Roman, old Roman, the one we didn't like. So I'm very intrigued, but... I'm going to go with UK Tom on this one.
I agree.
We're all going Bron Bronze on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This match will be very good. Very good.
I mean, the Usos are a tag team again for this match.
Until they say, fuck you,
Monday Night Mike.
I will say, I think Bronson Reed deserves a little bit of the spotlight that they're putting on Bron Breakker. They almost have Bronson Reed being... The hype man for Bronson or Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
And Bronson Reed should not be the hype man for anybody.
If you're looking at what the future holds for both these guys, they see a future with Bron Breakker.
I don't think
they're seeing the exact same thing with Bronson Reed. They but I agree with you. Reed could be a killer. But yet again, he's come back to doing the fucking job.
Yeah.
But I also have the Bronze for this win.
The Bron Bronze with the big win.
The Women's World Championship match, it's Io Sky versus Stephanie Bakur.
Okay, before you answer,
okay.
And before I give Tom's
okay.
pick, there's a difference between who we're picking and who we think should win. Who do you think should win this match before you make your pick?
Io Sky.
I agree. I think
I don't think Stephanie is there yet. I think there's too much involved with Io Sky and that title, and it's kind of like, here, Stephanie, you can kind of get in the mix. Nope. It's already a well-established little program happening there.
I agree. If they put this title on Stephanie, she's getting lost in the mix
mm-hmm.
because you've got this Asuka controlling Asuka with Io. You can't be friends with Rhea. You can't be friends with Stephanie. You're with us. You're a Kabuki warrior. You can't be doing that. And that becomes the story. Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie's just like, all right, I'll
win the fucking title, I guess.
Be over here having the title. So I agree. It should be EO.
Yeah. I think there'll be shenanigans in this match.
Do you think the shenanigans cost EO the match?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I think if anything, like, it's further pushing the babyface EO.
Yeah.
If anything, I think, like, an Asuka come out to run game on Stephanie, being like, see, this is what we do.
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
I agree. Now, let's get to the actual pick. Who are we actually picking because we think they will win this match?
Io Sky.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah,
Io Sky. Yeah, we all three of us have Io on this one.
I think it's unanimous with the audience right now, too.
Is it really?
It's Io Sky. Like, the crowd loves Io Sky.
They do.
They're high on Stephanie Vakor.
Yep.
But they love Io Sky.
I'm all in on
Stephanie being back on TV, she finally had a match on Raw this week after not having a match on Raw since like the end of July. No idea why. There's no reports of her being injured or hurt. The only like pseudo report I saw was like they took her off TV so she could learn English. She already knew English. It was a little bit broken, which is fine.
Wrestling's your first language, guys.
Yeah, exactly. but it was a great match with Kairi, and I agree. They shouldn't put the title on Stephanie yet. Io Sky. All three of us are picking Io Sky.
And I'm more of a Julia Guglia man myself. So
yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Hey now.
Hey now.
I'm a big Stephanie guy.
All right. Here we go. What's ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yep.
It's the world's greatest wrestler, John Cena.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. This jobber
versus
loser,
the Beast.
This egotistical.
The pants ripping. Wardrobe malfunctioning. Honky tonk Brock Lesnar.
Blue underwear wearing.
Blue underwear wearing. Yeah. America. John Cena versus Brock Lesnar.
So outside of Cody Rhodes, John Cena's put over nobody this year.
I just want to put that out there.
Just want to put that out there.
I don't think he should put over Brock Lesnar.
No. Absolutely not. This needs to be, you need to lay it down. You need to lay down for Brock.
I think here's the bigger question. Is this ending the show?
They've already announced it. It's the main event.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the main event. So I did a little research, Mike.
It sounds producer extraordinaire, guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
And by a little research is I saw a tweet.
That's my guy.
So after this, the next reported appearance by John Cena is the show in Australia in October.
Okay.
There's no Raws, no SmackDowns. So I'm picking Brock Lesnar because I think Brock wins and they sell Cena's hurt, injured, can't make an appearance again. And then someone calls him out to be like, I want John Cena in Australia.
He's got to beat Brock.
I don't see.
He's got to beat Brock.
The last time they fought, I'm pretty sure John beat Brock. He doesn't need this victory. John doesn't need any of these fucking victories. It's all bullshit. It's all a waste of fucking time, goddamn retirement tour.
This is the one part of your argument that you're right. John Cena doesn't need any of this.
Yeah.
He's John fucking Cena.
I actually don't want to see you, John. Everyone can't see you. I don't want to see you.
I wish they booked the heel turn better. I do. I will agree. All right. Let's calm down over there. Seeing you in person just irritates me even more. Because I've never seen you so high on somebody in your life when they did turn them. So fuck you. You were in.
They did it.
Yeah.
They did it.
Like a lot of creative in WWE, just fumbled the fucking bag.
I can't wait for the year-end awards, brother. I can't wait.
You know what? Yeah. It's going to be fair to have that in there a couple times. I just, the never give up John right now is even people who would say John Cena sucks, they're in. You're the only outlier. You're the only person.
I'll wave that flag all day.
That's right.
All day.
Yeah, I know you will, but I think the never give up John Cena's got to. I'm picking John Cena.
Tom and I are going Brock.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also not on the best track record this year, but I do. I think Brock was here for this. And if not, they're running it back in Perth. It's not going to be a new challenger. They're going to run it back. And he's going to beat him there.
I don't hate that at all. And I can 100% see just from, like, there's no denying. I listen to Busted Open every day. I listen to former WWE guys all day. And when they come on to talk about John, they all talk like he is the legend that everyone else seems to think he is.
You can't deny that.
Anyway. Fuck John Cena.
Why even whisper?
So many episodes
of you vocally yelling, fuck John Cena.
Everyone says that if they had the chance, they'd go back to work with John again and they'd easily lay down for him. They're all saying, I'm in the match with John Cena. There's nothing else. I can't lose by being in the match with John Cena.
If you look at it from the business point of view, and especially Brock, he doesn't fucking care if he loses.
Oh, yeah.
The check cleared.
Exactly.
The check cleared.
Exactly. And it with the Australia show being in a massive stadium, Brock will eat that up all day.
I think it's a good. So I think you can run that back. So like your guys' pick is.
I'm going to flip that. I think Brock beats him this time. John
calls out Brock for Australia, and then John wins in Australia.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So, I'm still picking John. Because with the the track record of him wrestling a new fucking person, not really staying in a pretty substantial program outside of Cody.
Yeah.
I think it's the one and done. I do. I like your booking there. I think it's smart. But no, John's going to get the win.
Interesting.
Here we go. The mixed tag match the world really needed to help further the CM Punk Seth Rollins storyline. It's CM Punk and AJ Lee versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. Scott.
Yep.
Our listeners know. It's no secret. Yeah. We think Becky Lynch is terrible.
She's a god awful. Fucking, like I said last week, can her retirement tour be up so I don't fucking see her anymore either?
It is a long list of people who will never do this podcast. Becky Lynch is for sure one of those people who is never going to do this podcast.
She's in Santos Escobar territory.
I think Santos Escobar would do the pod.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Solely because he can't take the Cody Cutter?
And because I've made it public. I made it public, and I will never stop saying it.
He's like, you single-handedly ruined Santos Escobar's push. Yep. A lot riding on Becky Lynch, I think, to help AJ Lee get back in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't worry about CM Punk and Seth Rollins.
No, they have chemistry. They have so much chemistry.
Yeah.
I think, I'll say this, whatever team wins, I don't think it's a bad idea.
You know, I want it to be Seth and Becky.
I think you get a little bit more mileage out of if Seth and Becky win.
For sure.
But.
And not a clean win. It doesn't have to be. They're championship heel. It's great.
They're heels. They shouldn't win clean at all. There should be belt shots and knocking people out and dick kicks, all the above.
Mm-hmm.
And heels should win clean if that's the way they go. I think we're in for.
The feel-goodery?
A feel-good. AJ's back. Punk's winning. Punk and his wife. We've never seen it before. I think we get Punk.
God, wrestling sucks sometimes. You just saying it just killed me inside. I'm like, we're still doing this. This is what people want.
Going off of my pick of Brock winning, which is technically the heel, and the show ending on a heel victory, this is your feel-good moment with AJ and Punk winning.
Well, it's got to open the show. Never mind. No, it won't.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either now that I'm looking at this. No.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm picking Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Now.
I think not only is it the smart pick, I also want them to win.
Interesting.
Especially from the notes from the desk of Monday Night Mike this week.
Yeah, I agreed. And those are great notes. Great notes.
Yeah. Every once in a while I show up to work.
If your picks, if you go like 5 for 5,
the smartest motherfucker ever.
You've made some incredible ground on our Booker of the Year.
That's great.
On the In My House pod.
I won't, though. Wrestling this year has decided it's like, we were so sick of hearing him call himself Booker of the Year that it can't happen. But I do. I'm going Seth and Becky. I think that's the pick.
I think it's the smart choice.
They've looked like fools on every segment they've been a part of.
Well, they did well on Monday Night Raw. The little swerve at the end, they did well on Raw this week, so I'll give them that. It's kind of one of those things of like, oh, who went over on the go-home show before the pay-per-view? They did? All right, I'm picking the other guy.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, too. But myself and Tom are going Punk and AJ Lee for this one.
Probably the smart pick.
I think it's putting smiles on people's faces. It's getting that pop.
Fuck these people's smiles.
Because you got...
We don't always need a happy ending.
We don't. Well, I don't mind one. I'm just saying.
Listen.
When I'm looking at the card and the picks we've made, especially when you're talking about their shenanigans when it comes to the EO victory, we're getting a lot of heel work. We're getting a lot of heel work.
That's good.
Like, it's good.
That's good.
But you need some.
You don't. You don't.
This isn't the NWO where it's all negative all the time, where it's, we just need more heat, brother.
But this pay-per-view very well could be.
Mike, it's called WrestlePalooza. There's nothing evil about
Listen,
this.
This should be a two-night event if it's called WrestlePalooza. So let's not talk about what that name does. Exactly. It doesn't mean all smiles here.
That's right.
WrestlePalooza.
That's right. So, yeah, I'm going with we're putting smiles on faces with this one with Punk.
They are putting smiles on faces. The dipshit of all dipshits is on this fucking card. Cody Rhodes. That's next up. Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre.
Come on.
You want to put smiles on people's faces?
Did you... hear the pop when Cody returned on SmackDown on your 90-second viewing.
No, they cut that pop right out. That's the best part. Entrances are not a part of the 90-second viewing.
Cody's big return from Hollywood was a huge success.
It's still like he's not fully back.
Are they still shooting?
I think they're still shooting, yeah.
Wow. What a journeyman for the industry.
Yeah, Cody, a lot of hard work going on in wrestling for him right now.
Cody making appearances in wrestling, making appearances in Hollywood.
I hope
he's a new father again.
I hope he's got off.
Congratulations to Brandy and Cody Rhodes on their new addition.
Even more do I miss having Tom
on
the pod right now.
I already know that that child has so much adrenaline in its soul.
And sounds like a heart issue. It's me. I don't wish that upon their new child. That's weird that you would.
It's Cody versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship that, unfortunately, Cody being away has massively hurt this feud. I was hyped a few weeks ago, about a month ago, when Drew like super kicked him basically through the announce table. I was like, here we fucking go. This is awesome. I love Drew McIntyre as this heel
much. Cody should have hit him with a sonic boom if he is such a talent, right?
He doesn't need it. He's got the Cody cutter.
God damn it. God damn it.
I would be shocked both negatively and positively if Drew won this match and became WWE champion.
I think it's a good way to Cody can ride out, like, I have a new kid. I get a break. I'm going to have to finish filming this movie. Take time after that.
Plus, it would be a massive shock because he just won the title back at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Has he defended it since? No, he hasn't. And look, that's me taking a shot at the greatest of this generation, Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare.
Okay.
But Cody's going to win.
Yeah,
this match.
I've also got Cody winning.
I'm also going to predict two regular Cody cutters and one super Cody cutter. Yeah.
He's going to sonic boom. Maybe a flash kick, too. Like, he's going to do all the Guile moves. I hope he has the Guile haircut. When he comes out, he's like, couldn't get this thing off, brother.
Do you think he comes out in some sort of, like camo or something?
No, I don't think they're going to press it then. I think they're going to
wait until the movie's
done.
Out. That's fair.
But yeah, Cody's beating Drew McIntyre.
Welcome back, Cody. Huge main event, semi-main event for you.
Almost like you're the fucking champion. Huge comeback for Cody Rhodes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not showing up to work. Huge, huge times for Cody Rhodes. John Cena would do this nightmare.
I will say this. Being like the massive Homer Cody fan that I am.
I think you just out and you now know that it's just like, I can't say otherwise.
I absolutely can't.
You're living the gimmick.
But I will say, I'll pull the curtain back on my fandom with Cody Rhodes here for a second. I've been super irritated that he's not there. And then hearing MJF's schedule of him making Dynamite every week and then flying to Winnipeg to shoot a movie and then back to Philly to do a backstage fucking segment or a run-in, then back to Winnipeg to do a movie, back and forth, and then flying to Toronto.
Where does
for
MJF
all
work? Here's the luxuries that the WWE gets to have.
I was like, God damn, Cody, you can't be doing that too. But let's be honest, He doesn't have to. He just had.
And I wouldn't either. Yeah. Like, you know what, MJF? What a workhorse. Sounds foolish. Cody's getting paid way more than you.
What? Hold the fuck on. You think it's foolish for MJF to show up in Philadelphia, the ECW arena, for Dynamite, fly to Winnipeg, Manitoba for Silent Night 2?
Yeah, cinematic masterpiece probably.
And then fly back to Philadelphia because they've been there for a month.
Yes.
And then back to Winnipeg for Silent Night 2?
You're hearing yourself, right?
Yeah, I kind of shot myself in the foot for this one.
Yeah, you're like, the more I said Silent Night 2, which we just gave free promotion to both Street Fighter and Silent Night 2, fucking pay us.
Which one makes a bigger box office, Street Fighter or Silent Night 2?
Man, you know, probably Street Fighter. Actually, people seem to like that Silent Night, didn't they?
They didn't mind it. It's with the guy from the Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, his career is really blossoming after that. he has the Marvel touch.
Thunderbolts, Thunderbolts.
So he's getting paid.
He's doing all right, but
I mean, if we're betting here, I'm going to say Street Fighter. Yeah. I don't think both of them are going to do spectacular.
No, no.
I'm sure they're going up against some pretty heavy hitters at that time. Yeah. The new Avatar is going to be coming out at Christmas, so yeah. Good luck.
A new Spidey, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, no, MJF, you're foolish. I mean, if the Fed offered him money, I hope he'd take it. I think he's going to do well in acting, though.
Oh, absolutely. I think
he was fine in Happy Gilmore, too, even though that movie's bad.
For me, I just had trouble. I had the same issue when I watched it when I first saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was like, oh, that's Dave Bautista. Like, for me, watching Happy Gilmore 2, I'm like, that's MJF. He's kind of acting a little bit like MJF.
That is so wild.
But Bautista really grew on me as his character in Guardians of the Galaxy throughout the rest of the
just the first
Marvel
movie
stuff.
Alone.
So
Drax is awesome.
Drax is awesome, but it took me a couple of viewings to just go,
What is MJF's character's name in Happy Gilmore 2?
Like, isn't it Max? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's the point.
It's
this
Happy Son.
This pod got
one.
Awesome. Because like WrestlePalooza, once we hit Cody, it was like, we don't fucking care. Everything else had really good talking points. Cody came up and it's like, man, I wonder what's going to make more money at the box office.
When it comes to editing, I'm just going to add in a whole monologue of myself talking about Cody Rhodes the inspiration that
don't
he
do
has
that.
Been to this podcast.
No, but so. I think the listeners will like our takes on that. They're like, I can't believe these guys look like Happy Gilmore too. It's bad, guys. It's bad.
It was not good.
That golf cart exploding within the first 20 minutes of that show, like them ripping on that. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I watched the entire thing, though.
It's a one watch, one and done. I'll never watch it again. It's not good enough for me to watch back again.
No.
I'm sorry. And at this day and age, Mike, if you're not doing what Top Gun 2 did, it's a hard get for me to come back to your sequel.
Listen, you're talking about one of those sequels you can talk about. You're like, it's just as good as the original.
Yeah.
I mean, Top Gun 1 is still better than Top Gun 2. I won't entertain the conversation that people are just like, Top Gun Maverick's better. You're wrong. It's not.
You know what? I've never even thought about it. I've never thought. I just loved Top Gun 2 because
it
was fucking awesome.
This is a better conversation for another podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But, I mean, just a little inside scoop. We don't just talk about wrestling. God knows I don't.
Fucker doesn't even watch it.
Yeah, that's right. A cool 5 minutes a week unless there's a pay-per-view. Yeah.
And even then, you're not watching live.
Yeah, there's sometimes I'm not. Nope.
Are you going to watch? I was going to ask you this off air. Are you going to watch WrestlePalooza live on Saturday?
I think I'll be able to.
Starts at, 5 o'clock our time.
I'll be on call anyway. So
yeah, I'll be watching it. I'm pretty excited for it actually.
Yeah,
it's a palooza.
It's a WrestlePalooza, man.
So I'm all in. This has been a great show.
Yeah, big shout out to the fans for sticking out this long.
If
a megasode that probably didn't need to be one.
Didn't need to be one, but hey, we're in the same room doing this for the first time in a very long time.
Yep.
Just had to be done.
The episode's ad-free, so fuck you.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. Also, fuck you.
This has been the MLS Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.